Hey guys, welcome back to Skincare Anarchy. So this is a very special episode for me because it's addressing an issue that I have suffered with for a very, very long time. Basically, the latter half of my adult life, which is Hashimoto's thyroiditis. I know a lot of you suffer from that. I have read a lot of people's posts. I've read a lot of stuff on Instagram. I know it's becoming more common. And also, you know, as we all know, or many people are aware of, is that females are more prone to autoimmune disorders. It's a medical fact. And so, you know, we experience things like Hashimoto's, Graves' disease, you know, SLE. Like, these are things that are all autoimmune, and we experience them out of nowhere, or with age, or with, you know, if you have a child, all of a sudden you develop, you know, any hormonal fluctuations. So these are very common problems. And so this episode to me is very special and near and dear to my heart because Elaine Wellness, which is the brand I am interviewing here, and I have the wonderful Elaine herself here with us today, to explain her brand, to explain her, you know, just why she created it, but more importantly, talk about collagen's role in all of these autoimmune disorders. And I think that's something I've been wanting to do for a long time. I hope you love the episode, but welcome to the show, Elaine. What an honor. I am so excited because your products, I'm just going to preface right now, they work. And FYI, before we start, this is me being extremely verbose in this episode, just a disclaimer, because I really, really love her products and they work. I mean, I have Hashimoto's, which you guys are going to find out, but they really work.
Oh my gosh, Ekta, it's an honor to be here. Thank you so much.
Oh, the honor is all mine. And I'm so just happy that you're here because I really love your product. I mean, first, I want to talk about you and I want to talk about your background and all of the great things that led up to the brand. If you could walk us down memory lane, maybe.
Absolutely. So it really started in 2013. I was sitting in my hairdresser's chair and she was like, "What's going on? Why is your hair falling out and breaking?" And no woman wants to be asked that question. But I had been having a series of symptoms. So I had gained 10 pounds when nothing about my diet or exercise had changed. My skin was incredibly dry. I could sleep 10 hours a night, wake up and feel like a truck had run me over. So it led me to be diagnosed with Hashimoto's, which is a thyroid autoimmune disorder.
No way. Wait, hold on. I have that too.
Oh,
that's why I love your, oh my God. Okay, go ahead.
As an MD, you can speak to this. I mean, there's a lot of women who have Hashimoto's. I was diagnosed when I was 44 years old. And yeah. I think it often comes on as there's big hormonal fluctuations, whether it's postpartum, whether for me, it was obviously perimenopause. But when I went to the doctor, she was like, "Oh no, it's normal to not feel well in your mid-40s. So I had to really advocate for myself. So I was diagnosed with Hashimoto's. I was put on levothyroxine, which helped. And then 6 weeks later, I broke out in guttate psoriasis from my scalp to my ankles.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And during this time, I've been a Pilates instructor for the last 16 years. So it was like, wait, I'm the picture of health, but I'm literally like falling apart. So I went to like all these fancy endocrinologists and this medical dermatologist, and they're all very well-intentioned. And the message really was, there's nothing you can do, and you're probably only going to get sicker. And I'm just a girl who likes to figure things out. So I was like, that doesn't sit well with me. And I just started reading anything I could read. And everything kept coming back to diet. Well, at the time I was a vegan, which nothing against the vegans, but right. I think it had made me very nutrient depleted. And my labs reflected that. And so I thought, okay, let me change my diet. Let me remove the gluten and dairy. Let me start eating animal protein. And then I read about collagen and I was like any woman, right? I would do anything to get my hair back. So yeah. I was like, okay, let me just add that into my smoothie. And a few months later, I'm sitting in my same hairdresser's chair and she's like, okay, like what's going on? Because I'm seeing all this new little baby hair growth coming in, what did you do? And I said, well, I added collagen. And she said, well, whatever you're doing, keep doing it. And so that was really what started me on this whole journey.
I love that. And I love that you actually did something about it on your own, because I can definitely relate with you, Elaine. I remember I was actually in medical school when I got diagnosed with Hashimoto's, and the stress of medical school, the stress of training. And then on top of it, my practitioner at the time was just like, yeah, well, you know, this is just going to get worse, just like your story, you know? And it was like the antibody titers kept rising and rising and rising. And it was because of all the stress that I was experiencing, right? From school and everything. And it was like the answer, there were no answers. I remember there was like one book written by like a pharmacist back then. And it was like, you know what I mean?
I read that book.
Yeah, me too. And I was like, okay, this is a great book. Don't get me wrong. Great book, but it's not answering any of my questions. And no, I'm not drinking celery juice for like, every day, all day, you know, that's all I do because that's all that was out there. And so I completely relate with you. And if for everyone listening, let me just tell you a little bit about Hashimoto's. So I know a lot of you might have family members who have like hypothyroidism, where like they're really energy depleted, or they're having like dry skin, or their hair is falling out. That's all hypothyroidism. Now imagine that times like 100. That's Hashimoto's. So like, we are really like in a place where it's like, you either do something about it, or you just watch yourself just lose your hair, your skin goes back. Yeah, I hear you. You know, it's like, I've been there, and you have to really go the extra mile, you know, in terms of like overall nutrition. So I love that you took everything into your own hands, and you really kind of, you know, just said, screw it, I'm going to figure it out. And you did, because I've been using your supplement for the last month, and I've loved it. My energy levels are definitely reflecting it. My skin looks beautiful. I've really liked it. And this is the first time I've actually stuck to an ingestible, you know, in terms of like especially when it comes to collagen, like I usually don't ever do, you know, I never gravitated towards it, but I really, really enjoy your brand a lot.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you so much. Yeah. I mean, Hashimoto's can be a tricky thing. I think changing your diet is important. I think looking at stress levels are important. You know, I've talked on other podcasts about, I think it really just is an opportunity to explore everything, relationships that are and aren't working in your life. There's other components. You know, I had some mercury fillings that were left over from when I was a kid, like getting the mercury out of my mouth, changing my skincare products, what I put topically on my body, my home care products. I mean, there's so many things in your environment that can be contributing to this. So I want to leave people with hope that you can reverse it. I was told you can't reverse it. My antibodies were over 1100 and they're now at zero. So it is possible.
Wow, that's really impressive. Yeah, no, I really applaud you for that, because it's very difficult to accomplish that. But you're right, you know, you have to eat healthy, you have to really figure out what it is your body is reacting to. You know, people look at, I think, their overall wellness, and they think that, you know, if I just buy the next protein powder or the next whatever, I'm going to be fine. And I'm going to have that morning smoothie every morning with that one product. No, you have to really play around, and you have to try different things that actually work for you. And that's where I want to actually dive into the brand, because you have some really great things that are checked off in terms of, like, you know, things I don't like in my products. For example, gluten-free, that's huge, you know, pasture raised, non-GMO. Like, I would love for you to speak on that and the whole process of you putting the brand together and putting the whole formula together, like how that was for you as an entrepreneur.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, I never set out to start a brand, but I wanted to start a brand that really spoke to women, especially women 40 plus. There's not a lot of companies out there talking to women that age. And I wanted to have a different conversation, which is, how can you age well? And how can you take care of yourself? And so I really create a lot of content around that. And then if my name is on the packaging, I want quality stuff. Plus, I'm that person in the grocery store that's always like standing there reading every single label. Like, I want to know what I'm putting in my body. It's interesting, because during COVID, I mean, everyone hears about supply chain issues. They are a real thing. And the supplier I had been using, I called them up thinking, no big deal, right? I need to order more product. They're like, we're really sorry, but we don't have anything to sell you. And what? Because just labor shortages, just everything. Like, people don't understand, like, the world got shut down and turned off, and it created this insane backlog. And so who am I? I'm a small startup brand, and I sat on my couch with my laptop, and I'm like, okay, I'm just going to have to get really resourceful here and figure this out. And sometimes, Ekta, these things are a blessing in life.
Yeah.
So I found this supplier, and I emailed back and forth, and I wanted to try it. So he says, great, I'll send some to you. And I'm waiting and I'm waiting and I'm waiting, and the samples aren't coming. And I'm like, oh my God. So go back to the supplier I had been using. And they said, well, we have a little bit lesser quality that we have on hand. We could sell you that. And I'm like, oh God. So they send me samples and I try it. And I just, my heart sank. I'm like, this just isn't this. Yeah. I don't want to put my name on this.
Yeah.
But I thought, okay, I'm really backed into a corner. If I run out, I run out. And then I've literally, like, I'm out of business. I just have one SKU right now. Right. And so I wired them the money, and I was like, I'm just going to have to do it. I'm going to have to do it. And then lo and behold, one day, here comes a FedEx delivery of the samples from the company I'd reached out to. I'm like, oh my God, oh my God. I make a cup of tea. I pour it in. It dissolves like perfectly. I drink the tea and I'm like, oh my God, there's no taste. There's no smell. There's no, there's no funkiness. I call up the guy and I'm like, great, I need to order some. And he's like, well, it's going to be an issue. I'm like, no. Like, no, like, don't tease me like this. So the reason I had reached out to them is because this is a Spanish supplier. So if people understand that in Europe, there are far stricter rules when it comes to raising animals and for agriculture. And so I knew a product coming from Europe would just have a much higher standard to begin with. And lo and behold, of course, I experience it. So then this guy is like, well, we're new to importing into the US. You'd be like almost one of our first brands. You know, we're having so many issues. And I said, you have to sell this to me. You have to.
Right.
So I basically forced him. He was like, you know what? Call me back first quarter of 2022. I was like, no. I'll do anything. Sell it to me. We'll make it happen. He has been a phenomenal partner. So he gets it imported. He even pays to truck it from New Jersey to LA for me. I mean, then it was a circus trying to get it out of customs in LA to my co-packer. And finally, he's like, I'm so embarrassed that this is such a problem. I'm just going to pay to truck it to your co-packer. So out of this, like, he's become a phenomenal partner. And that's just part of being an entrepreneur, is you just got to like stick in there. You got to just keep pushing forward.
Yeah. No, I mean, I feel like that's so, it's so interesting, like how things just kind of, they evolve into like what they're meant to be. I've always been such a believer in like, if you have good intentions and if you know you're coming from a real place, a place of like real need and like innovation, it's going to come to you and it's going to be supplied and the universe is just going to come together and things are going to work out. Because honestly, you have a great freaking product. Honestly, I've been very skeptical, like I said, you know, my whole life. And I think with me, the biggest thing with collagen was like, I had tried them before, like, you know, before many years ago, you know, it had been many years. And I just didn't like it. You know, my body didn't react to it well. I didn't feel like it was, you know, sitting with me. But then when I tried yours, I was like,
this just feels like a normal shake. It doesn't, it's not interfering with anything. It's not, you know, making me feel any kind of way where, you know, a lot of supplements I know people take and I look at them like, why are you doing this to your body? Because a lot of times people take ingestibles and they'll be like, oh yeah, I love the energy it gives me. I'm like, you know that it's giving you energy because there's something in there that's like causing, you know what I mean? Like a high mm-hmm. caffeine rush or like a high ATP like production or something. And they're like, oh, I didn't know that. I'm like, yeah, you want to stay away from that, like stay as organic as you can, like, you know. So that's where I really, really love what you've created, because, you know, like I said, it's a product that is, it's just, it is what it is. It says what it is on the packaging, and that's what you're getting. And it's just no fluff. It's just what it is. And it works really well. And I really love the fact that it's from, it's bovine derived, but grass fed. That is yes. huge to me. I mean, that is so huge, because if anyone here, if any of you are listening out there, if you like a good steak, or if you like anything, you know, and you like that, and you know anything about grass fed, you know how expensive that can get. It's a very mm-hmm. hard thing to like achieve, you know what I mean, in terms mm-hmm. of getting it in, even in restaurants. So I want to yeah. talk to you about that aspect, like how was that, because that's very rare to find that.
Yeah, so one of the things about this company that I should also add in is they don't use any chemical processing to extract the collagen. It's only physical uh-huh. and enzymatic. So that makes a really big difference in terms of you're saying like, you're not tasting it. It's not making you feel funky, because it's mm-hmm. literally just collagen. And so yes, pasture raised, grass fed is very important in terms of the quality of the product. And there are so many different grades of collagen out on the market. I want the buyer to beware. So
yeah, no, I think that's really, and I like that you're so transparent about it too. That's another thing I really wanted to bring up, was that the transparency of just putting everything on your packaging. Like, it's like what you said, right? If your name is on it, you don't want any BS. You want it to be quality. And I feel like there's a lot of brands out there, especially in the ingestible range, where I'm sorry, but you do have to read the freaking ingredients label, because you don't really know what they've got in there. And I like that your brand is just like, it's right there in the front, says it right there what you're getting, you know what I mean? Like, there's no guessing involved. So I think that's a huge thing, and I really, you know, hats off to you for that, because I think in the industry as a whole, we need a lot more transparency. Like, genuinely, we do, you know.
I wholeheartedly agree. And having, you know, I didn't know anything about this industry really until I got into it, and now I go to ingredient shows and I've got every supplier emailing me. And it's a little scary out there in terms of what is being offered in the ingestible world. So definitely, you know, do your due diligence. And also, I don't mix blends. There's other companies out there, they'll take maybe a better quality and mix it with a lesser quality. Because I can tell you, every collagen supplier out there, including the one I work with, they have different grades of collagen. They have different qualities of collagen. Because collagen is used in a lot of different things. So just know that there's different qualities. I think a couple of weeks ago, I was at an in-person event and I was able to sell product. And I had people coming up to me one after the other, like, oh, I buy that collagen at Costco. And yours is like a whole different level of quality. And I said, well, yeah, in order for that company to sell at Costco, they can't, there's no way they can meet the price point and offer the highest grade collagen. So just remember that, you know, if you're out there just seeking the lowest price, be aware of the quality. Yeah.
Be aware, and also understand that, you know, bulk is never, like, for me, whenever I see something in bulk, I always kind of get a little iffy about it, because I'm like, what exactly has to go into this being bulk and then you selling it at this price? So it's like, it makes you wonder, like, what was the actual price that the manufacturer paid to come out with this product? And so I love that you brought that up. I think that small batch is the next wave. I think that we really need to invest in brands such as yours that are doing things in small batches. You're doing things right. And it's not something that you have to worry about, like, oh, you've got, like, you know, a million units and you just have to, you know, you just cut corners and you made a million units. No, it's literally, like, you know, you're getting what you're getting, and it is what it is. It's not any fluff. And I think there's a lot of value in that. I mean, I've interviewed brands that are, like, for example, skincare brands, right? Mm-hmm. I was talking to somebody just the other day that was talking to me about this. They have a skincare line, and she has, like, saffron in it. And she was telling me how big of a pain it is, because she's like, I have to literally deliver my saffron individually to the manufacturer and make sure that they're making it in small batches, because otherwise there's no way for you to control the quality of it. Yeah. So, you know, and I was listening to her and I was like, wow, that makes so much sense. So I think that this whole idea of, like, small batch, small indie brands doing it right, I mean, this is a new era, I feel like, for mm-hmm. wellness, skin health, beauty, whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. It absolutely is. And I think the consumers are waking up to it. They're realizing yeah. that what, you know, I always say, like, what you put on the end of your fork or what you ingest influences how you look and feel. And it really does.
Yeah, no, it really does. I think it's a wonderful, wonderful thing that, you know, we have options now. That's another thing, is, like, you know, you have the option to pick the right thing. You know, you don't have mm-hmm. to go to, you know, Walmart or Target or wherever you shop for your groceries and just be like, okay, well, we have three options here. Let's pick one. Mm-hmm. You know, no, it's not like that. You can go and really explore. And so I really like it. And I really urge everybody out there. I think collagen is something that we don't talk about enough, because I really think there's a lot of scare tactics that are out there in the industry. And I don't like that. I personally, like, being someone with a science background and, you know, research and everything, I can tell you guys, honestly, like, if you pick the right brand, and you play around with it, and you try it for, you know, a few days, and it's settling with you, stick with it. Like, genuinely, like, it's not, collagen isn't the enemy here. What's the enemy is these, like, what we, Elaine and I just talked about, which are these huge manufacturers that are just bulk creating products, you know what I mean? Because you don't really know what's in their products. So mm-hmm. if you go and you do your homework, like, you know, if you're somebody who is looking for collagen supplementation, this is a great brand to start with. You know, go check out Elaine Wellness. The website is Elaine wellness.com. Check it out. I mean, it's right there. You know, I'm personally a firm believer in, if I can find a product that works, I'm going to stick to it, and I'm going to stay a loyal customer. So I hope that everyone listening, you take that away from this conversation, if anything, you know? Elaine, I love your product. I think it's wonderful. I want to actually ask you, because I know you have a couple of recipes on your website, which I love. Mm-hmm. The collagen lemonade, for example, yes. is, like, so cool. Yeah. Yes. I would love to see your, are you planning on coming out with, like, more recipes? Because that would be so cool to have, like, a whole book, you know?
Yeah, so I'm really lucky. I have a nutritionist who also is a personal chef. Her name is Michaela Klaus. And mm-hmm. every month she creates recipes for us. She's super creative. We collaborate a bit on ideas, but I really just try to give her, like, free range to come up with stuff. We've also done some really cool brand partnerships. Icelandic Glacial, the water company, she created a sparkling matcha using one of their sparkling flavored waters. We did one with Good Milk, which makes almond milk and different milks in a really healthy, clean way. She's always coming up with really fun stuff. So every month, if you're on our email list, you get a recipe in your inbox. And she tries to use very clean ingredients.
I love that. No, I think that you should definitely, like, I would love to see, like, a whole, like, book of, like, holiday recipes, because, you know, as someone who also suffers from Hashimoto's, like, you know how hard it is, like, around the holidays, like, everything's got gluten in it. Everything's got, you know, something in it that we just can't eat. And so that would be so cool. But no, I love your brand, and I love the website. It's got so much information on there. So everyone listening, I urge you, go check out the website, check out the brand, just buy one pack and try it. The way I do it every morning, I mix it with, what do you call it? You brought up use almond milk. Sorry, I couldn't speak there for a minute. I use almond milk, and that's how I make my smoothies anyway. So I'll put in, like, blueberries in my smoothie, or whatever it is that you guys like, you know, make your normal smoothie and put, you know, one serving of the collagen in there and just blend it up. and that's all. And you're not even going to taste it. It's like literally like so it blends in so easily that you're not even going to know that it's there. And if you just stick to it, takes 21 days to form a habit, right? So just stick to it. And I promise you're going to see differences, because I definitely have. It's definitely improved. Like my, like I said, my skin health, like I'm not breaking out as much. I'm not seeing that redness as much, you know, those kind of things. Like you start to notice, you really do.
Yeah. And I always say, like, collagen, you can put it in your coffee, you can put it in your tea, your smoothie, you could put it in oatmeal, you could put it in yogurt. Like, it's the easiest supplement to take. And some people like to put it in their coffee and then use one of those little hand whisks, and it'll get kind of like a foamy creaminess to it. So play with it, like try it in different stuff. It's really kind of a blank canvas.
Well, what I also love about it, though, is like yours specifically, Elaine, it doesn't get clumpy. Like I've had brands that get those little tiny clumps in your smoothie, and it's like the most disgusting. It's like, oh, God, no.
Or it gets kind of this like stringy. I don't know how to explain it. It's this weird kind of stringiness. Yeah. That's the cheaper stuff.
It doesn't do any of that. No, yours does not do any of that. I love it. And like Elaine said, you can definitely put it in coffee. You can definitely put it in pretty much anything. Yeah. And it's going to blend right in. Like it blends right in. It's not a problem at all.
Yeah. And it dissolves really, really well. So, and you know, as we age, we start to produce less collagen over time. And we're no longer eating a collagen-rich diet. We eat a lot of boneless, skinless chicken breasts. So that's part of why you want to be supplementing with collagen, because it's just not part of our modern diets anymore.
Exactly. It's really not. I mean, and you know, that's the thing, is like with the new age diet, like you said, you know, we brought up veganism earlier, nothing against veganism, but you know, there's a lot of things you do have to be mindful, you know, you got to be mindful of what is it, what am I eating and what am I ingesting? What am I not ingesting, you know, with the vitamins and the minerals and stuff. So like, I know for me, you know, we brought up Hashimoto's, but a big thing for me is vitamin D. Like my vitamin D is almost non-existent. So I have to be like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, you have to keep track of like, what is it that you need, and make sure that you're buying the supplements that work. You know, it's just, it's a matter of, and as far as, you know, general practitioners go, this, for anyone who's listening, who is a general practitioner, please try to incorporate this in your practice. Like I try my best, you know, I'm an MD. I get it. I know that we're not allowed to, like, you know, what do you call it? Like prop up brands and, you know, all that. But I do encourage people, you know, if I know somebody who's looking for some sort of a supplement, right? And they're like coming to me and I'm just like, I tell them like, this is non-medical advice, but I'm telling you, these are the brands I like, you know, on a personal level, and I like to use them. And you can do that. That's totally within our ethical, you know, boundaries. We can totally do that. So I really urge everyone listening, if you are in the medical profession and you're a nurse practitioner or a doctor, I mean, you know, get the word out there. You know, if a brand works, it works. Just tell everybody about it. So yeah, I really like it. I'm a huge fan, Elaine, like I said, and I love what you're doing. I can't wait to see. Are you going to be coming out with anything new in the coming year, or
I have some ideas, but nothing is in the works just yet. But stay tuned. Okay. You can always join my email list. I don't spam you. I don't have time to spam you. So you can join the email list if you want to stay up to date on what I'm up to.
Awesome. I will definitely do that. And I encourage everyone listening to do that as well. Definitely leave your comments about this episode, you guys. I know that ingestibles is a new area, and I know a lot of us are kind of navigating the space, and I always try to bring you guys the best of the best here. So you can definitely trust all of the recommendations and the brands that we bring on this show. So if you're looking for a collagen supplement, definitely check out Elaine Wellness. This is a wonderful option, and I would love to hear your comments and feedback. And if you have any questions at all for Elaine or her team, leave them in the comments, send us a message, I will pass it along. But yeah, Elaine, this was lovely. Thank you so much.
Oh my gosh, Ekta, what a pleasure to meet you and talk to you today.
Oh, likewise, it's been truly an honor. Thank you so much.
Thank you.